Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. What do you do with your free time? We are living in an era where almost everyone has more free time than perhaps ever before in human history. The time we spend texting, on social media, watching videos online or on television, playing games on our phones. Just the sheer amount of screen time that people watch, that by itself shows how much free time we really have. Now, if you're trying to be a faithful Christian, every part of you, every aspect of your life, every moment is supposed to be directed to growing closer to God. Everything about your life is supposed to be directed to the real project of life, you becoming like God. So, is the way you're using your free time helping you reach that goal? Or are you wasting time? Or worse? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What is free time? Certainly people will have different opinions on that. Here's our working definition of free time. Free time is when you have time left over, time available after you spent time with God in prayer, your family doesn't need you, your work and broader community obligations have been fulfilled. So basically, when you don't need to be explicitly thinking about God or your neighbor, what should you do? Well, you should focus on nourishing your soul. To understand what we're talking about, we need to explain the human person. We are comprised of body, soul, and spirit. The body refers to our physical component. The soul refers to its three powers, the intellect, the will, and the emotions. The spirit refers to our capacity for intimate relationship with God. With free time, or leisure time, we have the chance to nourish the soul, namely the powers of our soul, with the food they really need. We need to feed the intellect with truth, and we need to feed our emotions with beauty. But how exactly are we going to do that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Your body is constantly absorbing things from the surrounding environment. You can't help it. You need to absorb oxygen, food, and water. Your soul is the same way. As long as you're conscious, your soul is absorbing the things in front of you and around you. So, what are you filling your soul with? Are you filling your soul with good food, good drink, and clean air? Or are you filling your soul with junk food, soda, and smoke? Or worse, do you spend your free time ingesting pure poison into your soul? Do you fill your eyes, your ears, and your mind with filth and ugliness? The way you nourish your body will determine the health of your body. And the way you nourish your soul will determine the health of your soul. And your free time is your time to nourish your intellect with truth and your emotions with beauty. So are you feeding your soul with the things that will make it healthy? What are you putting into it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Distraction is the junk food of free time. It's the Coke bottle of free time. It's where you just sit and scroll, looking for cheap entertainment, thoughtless stimulation from the internet or TV. Whether it's sports highlights or tired political commentary or games on your phone or an utterly predictable action movie or rom-com. Now, these things aren't necessarily evil any more than Coke or a big piece of chocolate cake is evil, are evil. My grammar's not good. But man, you do not want that to be your main diet for feeding your soul. And worse than that, many people use their free time to absolutely poison their soul. Social media gossip, hyperviolent or sexual movies, podcasts where a political or religious commentator does nothing but insult other children of God, or reality TV, where the point is just to entertain yourself with other people's personal or family dysfunction. And then, of course, there's pornography. You're breathing in toxic fumes with that stuff, drinking antifreeze, eating lead paint chips, absorbing things that will ruin your mind and heart. What will we have to say for ourselves if this is what we do with our free time? How will we stand before God when he says, I gave you the gift of leisure time. I let you live in a country where you had safety and security so that you could nourish the powers of your soul, renew yourself, be happy, and rejoice in the beauty of life. How did you use that time? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how do we nourish the soul? We nourish the body by eating what is healthy and delightful. That means real food, well prepared. And that doesn't happen automatically. It's not as easy as stopping at a gas station, grabbing some chips, a candy bar, and one of those nasty hot dogs that's been rolling for who knows how long on that little grill thing. You have to discipline yourself to delight in real food, and you have to learn how to find it, and how to shop for it, and how to prepare it. Likewise, with the soul. So are you willing to do the same thing for the powers of your soul, the intellect and the emotions? Are you willing to find healthy leisure? Are you willing to develop the discipline that will enable you to enjoy truth, goodness, and beauty? The first step is going to be a willingness and the courage to put down the junk and the poison you've been addicted to. That's a hard step. That's why it will take courage. But if you're willing to let go of those things and to go in search of the good things, well, then suddenly your free time will become one of God's greatest gifts and a chance to become happier on this earth, less filled with anxiety and anger and hate, and better prepared for the eternal delights of heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, it is vitally important that we understand how to use our greatest commodity, our time, for the greatest good, that is becoming like God, developing the human person, really enabling the powers of our soul to reach their full potential. Yet I had a little bit of conflict that we're talking about how to use our leisure time when I have such close friends who are in the eye of the storm in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, it's kind of petty. It's not. Developing our soul is of utmost importance. But you see the little bit of the conflict I had in focusing on this at this time, especially given that almost on a daily basis, I'm talking to my Catholic Palestinian friends in the Holy Land.
Yeah. It's kind of a brutal, brutal reality, but I felt similarly. And I think there is still a lot of good in talking about this right now, because as we're heading into a series on Holy Leisure, and also a time where we should be fasting a lot more, I think it's a very important way to motivate ourselves to somewhat reorder those priorities, so that as we try to reorder our own souls here, we can offer it up for those over there that are struggling right now for their safety and for their well-being. Because we do have a lot of little things to offer, even if it's just maybe not true discomfort for us, but just little sacrifices we wouldn't otherwise give.
Yeah.
Because it, even though it's a crazy thing to realize how much we have, the fact that we have holy leisure, that we have free time, and that we have enough peace to, you know, choose how we fill our silence, it's important that we do know that. Because that's exactly the issue we're talking about here. When we waste our free time, it is the most spoiled thing we could do.
Yes. We've been given this treasure, and we're literally flushing it down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, worse, using it for evil. We should be maximizing this time that we have while our brothers and sisters across the world, they don't have this leisure.
Mm-hmm. But we can use it to A, remind ourselves of that hierarchy and those priorities, and to offer it up for them.
Yeah. And I'm going to...
As you cut out things that you might really, really enjoy doing, and some of them might even be otherwise pretty good things, but it should be a time of fasting for all of us.
And I'm going to convict myself, and I'm going to take to task a lot of our listeners. In my own meditation, because I'm going to make a confession. Because I lead pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and I've had to cancel a pilgrimage, and I don't know what's going to happen this next year.
Yeah.
And because I have really close friends. I mean, I have a brother in Jerusalem. I'll make a confession. First thing I do every morning I wake up, I turn on my phone, and I check what's happening in the Middle East. Because they're 8 hours ahead, and I want to see what's going on. But I've been reflecting that the reason I look at the news is that I'm trying to see what is coming so that I can protect myself, my loved ones, or take advantage of opportunities. But this is an illusion. I can't see what's coming. Nobody can see it. Nobody can see it. Who is the only person who can see what's coming?
Is this rhetorical?
No. Answer it.
I hope that the answer is God.
It's only God. It's only God. Only God can see what is coming. But do you see how, with our addiction to the news, we're trying to put ourselves in the place of God?
Mm.
We want to see what's coming so that we can protect ourselves, our loved ones, or take advantage of opportunities. But this is very important. Only God can see. The word providence comes from the word providere, to see. We think we have to be well-informed, but we're lying to ourselves. Because I can guarantee you that the people that I talk with here in America, they know so little about the situation in the Holy Land, and all they're doing is becoming more stupid about it by watching the news.
I agree with you, but I also disagree in one place. And I think it's that most of us watching the news, this is speaking for myself, do not have such lofty pursuits. Because I've realized this in myself, it's more like I just want the excuse of, I'm quite literally still using it as entertainment, which I think is the lowest you can reach when it comes to great tragedies. I think most of the people into this conversation are people that are already going to be on YouTube anyways to distract themselves and just want to feel better. Again, this is speaking from personal experience, want to feel better about how they're wasting their time. And they feel like, well, this is an important thing. Yes, it is, but it's not important to you. Even as someone who has, like you said, loved ones living in Jerusalem, we're still in contact with those people. We can contact those people if that's really our objective. But following a million different news sources that are actively admitting that most of it's not going to be helpful news or that it's just full of misinformation is just my excuse for how can I waste more time on the internet? How can I watch more YouTube but feel a little bit better about it?
Wow, that's really...
That's an honest... Because I find myself going to YouTube quite instinctually all the time. And whenever I see a video pop up that has any of the buzzwords about what's currently going on in the Holy Land, I click on that and I watch it. But I didn't go there because I really had a question or was concerned about my loved ones. It's because I was like, well, I'm here for entertainment and this seems more important than most things. But... I feel like if anything, it just desensitizes you to it more because either I'd be watching a hyper-violent TV show or I'm watching a hyper-violent reality and I'm blending the two and now they're both entertainment.
Wow.
And most people don't need to be watching most of what's going on.
No, wow. That's a really amazing insight. I mean, what we're talking about is just voyeurism. It's entertainment through real human
Voyeurism.
tragedy.
Absolutely.
Well, so whether it's this putting ourselves in the place of God, His providence, by trying to be well informed by the news, or this entertainment through human tragedy, both of these are things that we need to sacrifice, and we need to cut them out of our life, and instead do what you said, sacrifice them and then offer that sacrifice for peace in the world.
I think I'm gonna make a high stakes bet for myself, as in I'm going to say it on the podcast, which means I have to follow through with it, and I'm gonna hate it. But if we're talking about fasting and we're talking about holy leisure, we're recording this in advance, so this is the day before Pope Francis's call to fasting, which is the 27th.
27th, correct?
So we're recording it the day before. I will commit and hopefully call other people to commit to similar things. I'll just completely give up YouTube for the time being. I don't know how long it will take or what, but I have no reason to put that above what's important and what we should be fasting for.
I will kind of join you in that.
You coward. Why?
I will commit to never getting on YouTube for entertainment scrolling. I do like to go to YouTube to watch, for example, Dr. Mark Miravalli. He does a Wednesday segment called Mary Live, which I think is excellent. So I will make the commitment never to go to YouTube unless I'm specifically searching
Mark Miravalli.
Mark Mirabali or how to fix a toilet.
I think you should just Google that one.
YouTube has some really
That's
good, they have
fair.
some really good things on how to fix stuff.
I agree.
But other than that,
Yeah, if you're
I'll
using it as
commit.
a tool, I think it's very different, but
I commit to join you to not use YouTube for
any
entertainment.
form of entertainment.
I won't do
All
it.
right, I'll hold you to it if you hold me to
All
it.
right, deal. Excellent. And let's offer it all up for peace in the Holy Land and
It's
peace in
such
the
a
world.
little thing to offer, just to think about that, and I feel like I'm going to start really. It actually creates a good trickle in my life because I will have that perspective, and there's much more I can give up and much more I can be doing right now.
But that's precisely what Thérèse the Little Flower taught us, the little way. Just offer up little things.
Yeah, but it's a good start. It's a good start because to me, it is something that's very all-consuming.
Yep. So we'll offer it up. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.